Drinking didn't help it, and I don't know. He told me I was unreasonable and extreme then. I said, think about what it costs people to do. And he knew I meant him, too. I just think of that. I don't see any place to be reasonable then. I might have been almost fanatical about that. I don't know.
Well, it's ruined a lot of lives, and so it's hard to...
And now, there's not a week passes before a car wreck or something, or a drunkenness and shooting. Well, all right, there's some more of the influence of whiskey.
Mm-hmm. One of the questions I wanted to ask you yesterday was whether, when you were a girl, people made whiskey, and did they have homemade whiskey, and what did they call it?
There were stills, you know. Mm-hmm. The illicit still. Of course, the sheriff would capture one every once in a while. I don't think it was, I doubt if there was anywhere near as much as there is now, according to what I hear. I don't get out much. I don't know just what little I hear on the radio or read in the papers about all I know about what's going on. But I think they can always get whiskey. And the criminals, they can always get guns. Now, and people want to have gun control. I don't see how they can see that way.
Is this county dry?
Sir?
Is this county dry? Does this county forbid the sale of alcoholic beverages?
You mean do they have a...
Do they have...
revenue from it? Oh, yes, they have revenue from it.
Uh-huh.
And the beer, of course, a lot of people, that's just, they don't think anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't want to be an extremist, but I just think anything, well, all right, beer, and they tell me beer will intoxicate you. Well, our son used to drink beer. I don't know whether he's quit or not. I hope he has, and I pray that he has. And, he would drink beer, but sometimes he drank too much and get drunk.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, all right, I can't tolerate anything like that. It'll get you into trouble. You know, there's no way. I can't compromise with whiskey and beer because it's the trouble that it causes.
Mm-hmm. What did they used to call homemade beer or homemade whiskey?
Moonshine, yeah, that's what they call the illicit whiskey, you know, where it, of course they tried prohibition, that didn't work, you know, it was tried in our country, it didn't work that good. They said, or they claimed it didn't, I don't know. But there was more or less drunkenness. Oh yes, about the books. Then after school, the summer school, yeah, we didn't have them but about 2 or 3 weeks. Of course, I had two of them checked out and was reading them. And the schoolhouse burned. Of course, nobody ever knew what caused it. You see, that's across the road. Nobody ever knew how it must have been fired. Somebody must have fired, but why? Now there's a question again. Of course, all the books was lost. Well, that was a tragedy. You know, they get hold of just a few of the books, and then one kid in the school, and back to school, get all read all the rest of them. Well, I always consider that just almost a tragedy is the way I feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
I was about 12, 13, I reckon then.
We were talking yesterday about different kinds of foods, and I wonder now if you go back and tell me something about the house where you grew up. As a matter of fact, would you like to draw a diagram of the house of the house where you grew up?
Oh, well, the house where I was born was the, you mean the kind of house?
Yes.
Here you go.